السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that today this is the last Friday in the month of Ramadan and today is the last day of fasting. اللہ
تعالی ہمارے لیے
اللہ المائٹی
رمضان کو ذاتی زندگی میں بھی
ان اور پرسنل لائف
اپنے فضلوں کی بہار لانے والا بنا دے.
میک اٹ
اور جماعتی ترقی
فرائیڈے آف برنگنگ دی بلاسم ان اور لائف اینڈ آلسو میک اٹ اے لینڈ مارک ان اور لائف ٹائم.
تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما
دے اینڈ اللہ المائٹی مے ایکسیپٹ آل دوز پریئرز
بہترین نتائج اینڈ
برنگ اباؤٹ دی گڈ ریزلٹس آف دیٹ وچ وی ہیو ان اور پرسن اینڈ اور فیملی اینڈ اور وائفس اینڈ چلڈرن وی ہیو پریڈ ڈیورنگ دس منتھ اینڈ آلسو دوز پریئرز وچ وی ہیو میڈ فار دی پروگرس آف دی کمیونٹی. دی پرومس مسیح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام
آپ کی جماعت کی ترقی کا وعدہ
ہی واز گیون دی پرومس آف دی پروگرس آف دی کمیونٹی
اور ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ
اینڈ ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ گاڈ ولنگ دیز وکٹریز آر ڈیسٹنڈ.
ہماری دعائیں تو
اور پریئرس
ثواب میں حصہ دار بننے کے لیے
دے آر جسٹ وے آف ٹیکنگ پارٹ ان دیٹ ریوارڈ آف اللہ المائٹی وچ اللہ المائٹی اینڈ اباؤٹ وچ اللہ المائٹی has kept in store for those people who work hard for this progress. And for those progress, those who work very hard and strive in this way, and those who get the blessings of that, otherwise Allah Almighty has already made the pronouncement of His decree and judgment. And that is that me and my messenger, that is going to be victorious. If Allah Almighty in our lifetime he shows us these victories and makes us take part in that one, that will be a great favor upon us. Otherwise he is not in need of any prayers from us, nor he is in need of any efforts on our part. So therefore, we should always continuously pray to Allah Almighty that He may also look us with the eyes, with the sight of mercy, and we are able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and we are able to gather the blessings of Allah. In today's Friday sermon, I have picked up various verses, various prayers from the Holy Quran and from the sayings of the Prophet and from the revelation of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and also from his statements. These I have selected to present to you. some explanation of the Quranic prayers. I will be mentioning it wherever the Promised Messiah has explained that. I will be mentioning that explanation in his own word. Otherwise, in a general way, I will be reading those prayers. You please also repeat after me and say Ameen along with that. After the khutbah, the Friday sermon, and after the Friday prayer, and this on the last day of the fasting, and the last few remaining hours, you should try to fill that time with prayers. And in these prayers which I have picked up and selected, there are prayers for personal gains and victories, and also the progress and the victories of the Jamaat, of the community, and also to be safeguarded from the intentions of the enemies. Allah Almighty says, Rabbi auzini an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an amana amala salihan tarzahu wa aslih li fi zurriyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al muslimin. O my Allah, enable me that I should be grateful to this bounty of Allah which you have bestowed upon me and my parents, and enable me to perform such good deeds which are pleasing to you, and also reform my progeny. And surely I turn to you, and undoubtedly I am among your obedient servants. Then Allah Almighty says, another prayer is also in Surah An-Naml. The wording is this wording is added there, or the another words are Wadkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin, and also you out of your grace enter me among those people who are righteous, your servants. Hazrat Masih Maud, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, says that we have enjoined people to be kind to their parents, because in very difficult situation the mother carried her in her belly, and then as long as it is required for the child to stay there for 30 months, the pregnancy and the feeding is complete, and when he completes the term, then he prays that O Allah Almighty, enable me that whatever favors you have shown upon me and my parents, that I should be always expressing my thanks to that, and also enable me that I should be performing such deed which is pleasing to you, and also have this mercy upon me that my progeny becomes righteous and is pleasing to me, and I don't depend on my progeny, but for every need I always turn to you, and I am from among those who put their neck in front of you and not in front of anybody else. And then Allah Almighty says in one place, Rabbana Hablana, he has taught us this prayer, Rabbana Hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. That O our Allah, from our spouses we give us the delight of our eyes, and make us the leader of the righteous people, believing people. And Promised Messiah says that the believers, they pray like this. Then Huzur has given the translation in his own wording, that believers are those who pray that O our Allah, from our wives and our children, grant us the delight of our eyes, and make it so that our wives and our children, they should be pious, and we should be their leaders, and we should be setting good examples for them. So this is the thing through which the houses, they absorb the blessings of Allah, and also the people living there. And they also become active part of the community, and then generation after generation, they take part in the progress of the community. And then Allah Almighty taught us another prayer, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. That O our Allah, you give us the good things in this life and also in the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of fire. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that the relations of the believers should be whatever they have, that is for the purpose of increasing his status, because his intention is religion and the motive is religion, and the worldly gains, that is subservient to the religious gain. So the real thing is that one should not be in search of world, rather that should be acquired for the sake of religion, and it should be acquired in such a way that it should serve the cause of religion. As a person, when travels from one place to another, he uses some means of transportation and some provision. The purpose is to reach the destination and not the mode of communication or the provision of the way. So similarly, these worldly gains should be acquired for this purpose. They should be served as a servant to religion. And Allah Almighty has taught us that over Allah, Allah Almighty has put the world first, but that world which is good, which becomes the means of getting the goodness in the hereafter, that sort of world has been given the preference, which becomes a means of the good things in the hereafter. And from this it clearly transpires that every mu'min should always be thinking of the goodness in the hereafter. And also in the world of dunya, he has mentioned all the good means of acquiring, which a mu'min should be using for acquiring of the worldly gains. And you acquire these worldly gains in such a way which is good, and there is something positive and good in that, and not any such way which is a means of hurting and harming other people, and nor it is something which is looked down upon by other people. So always try to get those good things. The good things of the world should be such which should enable us to get the goodness in the hereafter, in which you discharge the responsibility towards Allah and also to the fellow beings. And then in next prayer is Rabbi Firli Wale Akhi Wadkhilna Fi Rahmatika Wa Anta Arhamur Rahimin. O my Allah, forgive me and also my brother, and enter us into your forgiveness, and you are the best among those who have mercy upon people. And then says Rabbana Akhfir Lana Zunubana Wa Israfana Fi Amrina Wa Sabbit Aqdamana Wa Ansurna Alil Qawmil Kafirin. That O Allah, forgive us our sins and any overdoing that we have done, and also establish, give us the firmness in our feet, and grant us your succor against the disbelieving people. Then Allah says, and He taught this prayer, Anta waliyuna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khairul ghafirin. You are our friend, so you forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best among those who forgive. وَقْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And give us the goodness in this life and the hereafter, and repenting we have come to you. رَبِّ جَالْنِي مُقِيمَ السَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. O Allah, enable me to establish the institution of prayer, and also from my progeny. Over Allah, you accept our prayer. رَبَّنَا اَغْفِرْلِي وَلِوَالَدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يُقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And over Allah, you forgive me and my parents and other believers the day when the accounts will be taken. رَبَّنَا صِرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّا عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Over Allah, take away the punishment of fire from us. Certainly the punishment of fire is very grievous and clinky. And this place is very bad for the purpose of staying for a short while or long time. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O my Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me, and you are the best among those who have mercy. Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khairur rahimin. O Allah, if we have believed So you forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best among those who show kindness and mercy upon others. Rabbana jani wahli mimma ya'malun. O my Allah, deliver me and my progeny from that, from what they do. Rabbibnili indaka baitan fil jannah, wa najjani min fir'auna wa amalihi, wa najjani min al-qawmi zalimin. O my Allah, make a house for me in your paradise and protect me from the Pharaoh and his actions, and also deliver me from those unjust people, the oppressors. The Promised Messiah has explained that in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned two examples of a believer. One is the wife of Pharaoh, who sought protection from that type of husband. That is the example of the believers, those who submit to their inner selfish sentiments and desires. And they are those which are stopping them from goodness, like the Pharaoh. They do the do certain wrongs, and then they repent and seek the protection from Allah. And then their self continues to tease them as the Pharaoh. They have the accusing soul. They are always trying to avoid evil deeds. And the other believers are those who are higher in stage. And they not only avoid vices, but also do good things. And their example has been given as the Mary. And any mu'min who is highly advanced in his protection and self-chastity, Allah Almighty breathes spirit in him, and then he becomes the son of Mary. And Allah Almighty, make us those believers who are always acquiring the goodness and the good deeds. And those good deeds that we have tried to acquire during this month of Ramadan, we may be able to perpetuate them and to keep them with us all the time. And our steps in the righteous direction should always continue to go increasing more and more forward. And moreover, Allah Almighty also deliver us from the tyrants and the oppressors and such pharaohs, those who under the pride of their power, they are doing injustice to Ahmadis, and Allah Almighty have his grip upon these people. And there is another prayer in Surah Qamar, فَدَعَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ, that I am certainly very much oppressed, so please help me. رَبَّنَا جَنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O my Allah, deliver me from unjust people. رَبَّنَا قَوْمِ كَذَّبُونَ, my people have rejected me. فَفْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ فَتْحًا وَنَجِّنِي وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So make a distinction between these people and myself, and deliver me and also those believing people from among us. The greatest weapon of the believing people is the prayer. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam in this sage has made this point very clear, that our victory and our success is entirely depending on the prayers, not on any other weapon or any other means or any other protest. So on the subject of prayer, we have to persistently continue doing so, and that is the guarantee of our success. And then Allah Almighty says, Allah Almighty has taught the prayer, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ, and I seek refuge from the whispering of the Satan, and also I seek protection from this point, that they should ever come closer to me. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And over Allah, grant us patience and cause us to die when we are believing people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that, O Allah, in this distress you give us that solace that we should get comfort, and make it so that our death should be in the religion of Islam. And one should remember that at the time of distress, then Allah Almighty gives them a light at that time, and they get the strength from that, and they are able to go through that period of trial. And they kiss those chains which are on their hands, which are put on their feet as well. So then the prayer, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. O our Allah, we wronged our souls. If you did not forgive us and did not have mercy upon them, then we would be among the losers. The Promised Messiah says that we firmly believe that as in the beginning, through the prayer, the Satan was defeated through Adam, and similarly in the latter period of latter days, through the prayer, the victory will be there and not through the sword. So our weapon is not sword, but our weapon is the prayer. The first Adam, he got victory over Satan through the prayer, Rabbana zalamna anfusa. And then the second Adam, that is the Promised Messiah in this age, who is going to have the final battle with Satan, then he is also going to get the victory through the prayer. Then he taught them the prayer, Rabbana la tuzi kulupana bada is hadaitana, wahab lana milla dunka rahma inna kantal wahab. That over Allah, don't let our hearts go twist. After that, you have given us the guidance and give us the mercy from you, because it is you who is the best of those who give the blessings. And this is the prayer, Rabbana la tuakhizna inna sina aw akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Over Allah, don't bring us to accountability if we forget or we make a mistake. And over Allah, don't put us such burden upon us as you put upon the people previous to us because of their sins, and don't put us under any burden which is more than our capacity, and forgive us and have mercy upon us, because you are our friend, and also against the disbelieving people you give us your help. The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has translated it as like that over Allah, because of not doing the bad good things, don't scrutinize us, and because of the forgetfulness, we could not do those things. So don't bring us to any accountability, and don't take account for those people which we have not performed intentionally. So such bad deeds which we have done, which we have not done intentionally, knowingly, then we should not be accounted for those things. But there is a mistake of their understanding, and don't put us such burden which we don't have the capacity to shoulder, and have mercy and forgive us, and help us against the disbelieving people. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa sabbit aqdamana wa ansurna alal qawmil kafirin. Over Allah, give us the comfort and steadfastness, and against the disbelieving people help us. The Promised Messiah has mentioned this point, that Allah Almighty, if had not been the one who forgives our sins, then He would not have taught us such a prayer. There is a prayer, Rabbana la tajalna mal qawmi zalimeen. Over Allah, do not make us from among those who are the wrongdoers. Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Over Allah, we have believed, so count us among those people who give the witness. And then the prayers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the hadith I have taken. It is said that, O my Allah, I seek protection from the old age and the damage and the penalty, and also from the punishment of fire and in the trial of the wealth, you take me protection, and also from the poverty, and also the Antichrist, the trial of that. and you, O my Allah, you wipe away my sins from water through water, and make it my heart as clean as a white cloth is there, with the, without any mark on it, and create a distance between my mistakes as there is a distance between east and west. And then there is a prayer, O my Allah, you forgive my sins. You forgive my sins and make it my house open for me, and also bless my provision. O my Allah, from idleness, from slackness, and from tiredness, from old age, I seek your protection, and also from the punishment of grave, and also the trial of this life and the death. I seek protection from you. I also come into your protection. Seek protection from O my Allah, I seek refuge with you with such a heart which is not submissive, and from a prayer which is not accepted, and that soul which is never satisfied, and from such knowledge which does not give any benefit to me or to people. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseeran وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنَا إِنَّا أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my Allah, I wrong my soul, and no one else can forgive my sins. So you forgive me and give me the forgiveness, and have mercy upon me. And surely you are Allah who is most forgiving and who is most merciful. O my Allah, you forgive me my sins, and in all my matters, my ignorance and my overdoing, forgive me for that, and from all damages which may come, and you know all the things better than me, and forgive my mistakes, intentional and unintentional, and all the mistakes you forgive me. These are the things which have, all those things which I have done and which I have not done yet, but those which I did hiddenly and also in openly, and you are the one who puts forward and puts backward, and you are have all the power upon everything. O my Allah, I hand over myself to you, and I depend upon you, and I believe in you, and I submit to you and turn to you, and with your help I argue with my opponent, and I present my case before you, so you forgive all my sins, the past and the present, and hidden and open, and you are the one who is worthy of worship, and no one else is there. Allahumma jal fi kalbi nuran wa fi basari nuran wa fi sami nuran wa an yamini nuran wa an yasari nuran wa fawqi nuran wa tahti nuran wa amami nuran wa khalfi nuran wa jalli nura. O my Allah, you create light and in my heart, in my eyes, in my ears, in right and left, and up and down, and front and back, and make me a light personified. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuka wal amal allazi yuballighuni hubbaka. Allahumma jal hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al ma'il barid. O my Allah, I seek your love from you, and the love of that who loves you. And also I pray that I should be able to perform such deed which take me to your love, and give me that help which should be dearer to me than myself, my family, and my progeny, and from the cold water. O my Allah, firmly establish me, the one who is having control over hearts. You give me steadfastness and full steadiness in my heart. There are some prayers of the Promised Messiah. Some of them I present. Allah Almighty also enable us to benefit from those prayers which I have mentioned. These are the revealed prayers. The first one is, Rabbe Kulushain Khademuka, Rabbe Fafazni Vansurni Varhamni. O my Allah, everything is subservient to you. Allah Almighty protect me and help me and have mercy upon me. And then he has written one prayer, O my powerful God, gracious God, so show us those ways through which righteous people go to you. And those people who have got just worldly attractions and other things are there, do not make us from among those. I am a sinful person, I am very weak, and without your help I can't do anything. So you please have help me and purify me from sins. And without your blessings and favor, no one is there to purify me from my sins. Ya Habbab min kulli mahbin, ighfir li zunubi, wadkhilni fi ibadik al-mukhlasin. The one who is most beloved than anything else, you forgive my sins and make me from among your devoted servants. A questioner asked him, asked the promised Messiah, that in the prayer, in order to have the full concentration in prayer, what should be done? Then this prayer he wrote and sent it to him, that O my Allah, who is mighty, powerful, I am very sinner, and so much sin has gone into me that that I am unable to fully concentrate and full, you know, the feeling is difficult for me to acquire in prayer. So you make my heart tender and give me the fear of Allah, and also create the love in that, so that my hard-heartedness should finish and I should be able to enjoy my prayers. Rabbi arham inna fazlaka wa yunji min al-azab. O my Allah, have mercy upon me. Surely your mercy and your favor is the one which delivers the people from punishment. Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyil mauta. Rabbi ighfir warham min as-sama. Allah Almighty, show me how you revive the dead back to life and how you descend your mercy from heaven. Rabbi farrik baina sadiqin wa kazibin. O Allah, make a distinction between the truthful person and the one who is a liar. You know who is the righteous, who is the true, and who is false. And O my Allah, you show me all your lights, and no one from the disbelievers should be remaining on the earth. Rabbi ifazni. O my Allah, you protect me, because my people have made me an object of mockery and laughing. Rabbi ighfir warham min as-sama. Rabbi la tazarni fardam wa anta khairul warisin. Rabbi asli ummata Muhammadin. Rabbi nafta bainana wa qawmana bilhaqi wa anta khairul fatihin. O my Allah, you forgive me and have mercy from Allah. And O my Allah, do not let me remain alone. You are the one who gives the company, and reform the people of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make a good decision between us and them, and you are the best to make the judgment. Waj'al afidatan min an-nas tahwilaha. And many people, their hearts should be inclined to me. This is a glad tiding, he says. This was a revelation. There is a glad tiding regarding the progress and the advancement of the community. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَصَلِّ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ وَحَبِيبِكَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمْ وَتَفَنَّ فِي أُمَّةٍ وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَ لِأُمَّةٍ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا فِي عِبَادِكَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَوْرَ اللَّهِ. And forgive us and the believing people, brothers who have gone before us, and your Prophet and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny. Blessings, give blessings to them. And our Allah, we have believed, so you count us among those people who are the believers. O my Allah, give me the control over fire. We are your very sinful servants, and so you forgive us and protect us from the punishments in the hereafter. O Lord of the universe, I cannot express gratitude for your blessings. I cannot express them fully. You are extremely gracious, and you have got limitless bounties upon me. You forgive me so that I should not be destroyed, and give me a very special love of Allah so that I can have life and cover up my sins and enable me to perform such deeds which are pleasing to you. And I seek in the name of your blessed countenance that your blessing should come upon me and not the wrath, and protect me from the trials of this life and the hereafter, because you have got all the blessings. Ameen, summa ameen. And then there is a revelation which says, Rabbana, Rabbana ghfir lana, inna kunna khatein. O Allah, forgive us our sins, because we are the wrongdoers. And then he writes that, O Allah, Allah Almighty, you forgive us our sins, and also remove the difficulties and deliver us from all types of anxieties, and you look after all our needs and be with us wherever we are. O Allah, you cover up our nakedness and help us in dangers, and we have depended upon you. We have handed over our matter to you. You are our master in this life and the life to come. You are the greatest, you are the most gracious, you are the Lord of the universe. And then he says in one place that, O Allah, the Almighty, who has got all the power, this is the tradition of Allah, that you give guidance to the children and the unlettered people, and put the curtain of those people who are wrong. And I submit to you very fully that you bring some people from these people to our community, as we have already done, and these people should be given such hearts and ears and eyes so that they may be able to see and understand that this blessing which you have given them at time, and they may be able to appreciate that and enable to get that. If you wish, you can do so, because there is nothing impossible for you. In Izal-e-Ham this is mentioned. And then he says that, O Allah Almighty, you help your servant and disgrace the enemies, and listen to my prayer. And until what time, when the people are going to mock at you and your prophet, and how long these people are going to reject your book, and they will be using foul language against the Holy Prophet. O my Allah, I beseech your mercy, and I pray to you, help us. And then he says that today for my community and for Qadian, in I was praying, then I got this revelation that these people have gone away from the fashion of the world, and then the grinding is mentioned there. So I thought, why this has been attributed to me? Then I had a look at that prayer which is written in the Baitul Dua, that pray come to me. O my Allah, you listen to my prayer, and you crush all the enemies, and you fulfill your promise, and you show us your days, and these people who are mischief creators, mischief mongers, don't leave any trace of them. You crush your enemies and my enemies, and tear them into pieces, and fulfill your promise, and help your servant, and you show us your days. And you have your sword, wield your sword for us. And that at that point, the promised Messiah says that Allah Almighty, show us unprecedented, extraordinary signs today. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allah is glorious with all His praise, and Allah Almighty, who is great, O Allah, invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny. Hazrat Muslim Maud has also had a prayer, using that one. So this is the prayer which I present at the end. O my Malik, O my Master, my with all the power, mighty and gracious God, and you have got the control over everything in the heaven and the earth. O my Allah, who has sent thousands upon thousands of prophets for the guidance of mankind. O my Allah, who is all-knowing and knowledgeable, who has sent this prophet, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a glorious prophet, and then in the servitude of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sent the promised Messiah for the guidance of the Ummah, the one who has created night, who has created light, and I invoke the promises that we have given, which we have given to the most beloved Prophet, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the promises that we have made with him, and also we refer to those promises which we have given to the greatest servant of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We submit to you very humbly that you, Allah, show us the great signs of the manifestation of those promises. And we firmly have full conviction of these promises. You are always true in your promises. You are going to fulfill these promises. But this is the worry that we have, that because of our inability and our weaknesses, the time of the fulfillment of these promises may not be postponed. So we we invoke your mercy, and we say in the name that despite our weaknesses and shortcomings, you continue to bless us with your bounties as you have been blessing us in the past. And despite the fact that we did not do full justice to our requirements as it was due, but you always showered upon us the rain of mercies and blessings and strengthened our faith all the time. So today, once again, I most humbly submit to you that, O gracious Allah, the one who is the bestower of everything, the one who covers up the weaknesses, the one who is most gracious and merciful, so never ever close the doors of your forgiveness and blessings upon us, and always evade from our weaknesses, and have a look of mercy and kindness upon us. And as you have been blessing us in the past, that door should never be shut. Everything good that you have destined for us, grant us that. So out of your grace and blessing, you grant us that. O my Allah, I invoke in the name of all the attributes of Allah Almighty, that give us the blessings of all those attributes over beloved Allah. With great agony, with great distress, I fully submit to you, I pray to you, that you listen to all our prayers. According to your promise, you listen to our prayers. Udunu yastajib lakum, you have given us the promise that you listen to our prayers. And those people who are going away from the worship, make a distinction between these people. Hearts should be filled with the love of Allah. And our actions and deeds should be purified. And we should become those people who devote themselves for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should be those who invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those, though the promised Messiah, Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whom you have sent in this age according to your prophets, we should be able to fully submit to him and believe him to be the Hakam and Adal, the one, the judge to make the right decision. And over Allah, we submit once again that our hearts should be filled with your beloved people, and also protect us from the dominance of Satan, and we should become such people who always absorb your mercy, and from all your trials and difficulties protect us, and from all the difficulties and tortures save us. This is our humble supplication, that the hearts of the people, their hearts should be open for accepting Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, and make the whole nation as Ummat-e-Wahida. And those problems which have covered these people at this time, their eyes may be open, so that they may be able to recognize your promised Messiah. O Allah, give them the wisdom that they should recognize the truth of the Imam of Age and be saved from falling into the pit of fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah make it so like that. Today again there is a sad news. Nasir Ahmad Bhatt Sahib, Allah Rakha Bhatt Sahib's son in Faisalabad, he has yesterday On 8th September, day before yesterday, he has been martyred in Faisalabad in Pakistan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. His grandfather, the Ghulam Muhammad Sahib Qadian, he was living in Dalla, a village near Qadian, and in his family, the Ahmadiyyat came through his grandfather. During the period of Khalifatul Masih Sani, he did the bath. Nasir Sahib, he was not much educated. He had a fruit shop. On 8 September, 11:30 during the day, he was sitting at his shop. A motorcyclist came. He was wearing helmet, and he took out his pistol and fired at him from 2-3 feet, and 5 bullets were there, and 4 went into his body and 1 into his head. And there was a servant and there was a worker also, and there were some customers as well at that time when this incident happened. And the place is such where which is very well crowded in the market, but the culprit was able to run away from that place. He was 51 at the time of martyrdom. He was very devout, very honest, very closely attached to the community, and he has a great love for the missionaries of the community. Regarding the Friday sermon, so if he was not able to listen directly, then he would always ask what was this subject about, and used to ask the main points of the sermon. In his circle, in his he was well known in his business circle and in his place of residence. He was very popular, and he was very peaceful person. He was taking care of all people and very satisfied and grateful person. And the business people, and the large number of them, they attended his funeral prayer from among the non-Ahmadis. And the regular customers, they also came for the funeral prayer. He was very hospitable, and he was very particular about that. His wife was the president of Lejna for some time. The parents, the old parents of the martyr are alive. There are 5 brothers and 4 sisters. Apart from that, there is son, 23 years, and there is there are 2 daughters. Allah Almighty may all these beloved people, Allah Almighty give them the full satisfaction and continue to raise the status of the martyr. And after the Namaz-e-Jummah, inshallah, I will be leading the Namaz-e-Janaza in absentia of this martyr.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.